the last time we were up here at an interprovincial game, it was a 4-0 defeat to Leinster Lightning, and this was far much more like it from your guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very pleasing result for us, and it's good, albeit it's a different format, and we keep with the nature of the interprovincial series, we go from format to format, but we've maintained that momentum that we took from the 3-day game at Pembroke, and, yep, and have carried it on here. So yeah, delighted with the performance.
And just come back to that game in the 3-day game at Pembroke. 500 runs, 509 for 9. I think we bat it once then, and 400 out here again. This is definitely up in the ante. What's the difference, do you feel, over the last 12 months? Is it the likes of Porterfield coming in, or is it a general thing?
No, so obviously you can see by his performance, batting-wise, over the last 2 days, that there's no doubt he's a massive difference. And I've said it before, both on and off the pitch. Off the pitch, he's very good with the younger players, very open to conversations with them. But he's a natural leader, as we all know, and albeit he's not the captain of our team, I think he's the sort of guy that leads by example, and he was the one person who, without doubt, put his hand up and basically said, "Follow me." And we had 3 or 4 batters who did just that with him. So
He showed real quality today. I know we've talked about this before about William's leadership and what he gives off the field. Today showed outstanding quality. Over the last 2 days, obviously, outstanding quality. Can you see that rubbing off in the other lads?
I can, and I think obviously one of the things that we asked of the players, and the main thing that I focused on was a big character. And for us to be competitive in this game and to dig ourselves out of that hole at 80 all out in the first innings, the main thing we look for was character.
Yeah.
And when you look at William Porterfield, he exudes character, and that's just the makeup of the guy. And as I say, he leads by example. But in terms of, do I see that rubbing off? I do, massively, on players looking at him, how he goes about his business, and trying to replicate that.
There's a real positive vibe in terms of the people who watch, you know, what's going on to interprovincial. A real positive vibe now where the Warriors are at, and the fact that they are so competitive now. Do you feel going forward in the rest of the summer now you have a real life chance in these tournaments?
I think we have to be realistic about it, and barring 2 sort of blips, you know, if we take it the T20 that we played here, and then the first innings, 80 all out. You know, outside of that, we've played some fantastic cricket. But the challenge, as I keep saying to the guys, is to keep raising the bar and you know, and keep at least maintaining the standards. But and then, you know, obviously pushing on. So, thankfully, we've still got a lot of cricket left yet, and you know, as I say, the challenge now for these guys is to keep improving.
Yeah, fantastic performance over the 3 days. Congratulations, Ian.
Thanks, Lawrence.